Portraits of Pain was really photography that I wanted to use as a way to express different emotions, all the different emotions that come with sickle cell. And really, it was a collection of just abstracts that you can't really see. And it still goes back to that hidden disease I talked about earlier. So the pain, the fatigue, mental health issues, depression, like the isolation, all of the things that come with sickle cell, but also the resilience, the support, the love, the battle and the fight to overcome. So basically I chose real life subjects, real life people who are living with sickle cell or directly impacted by it, whether it's relatives or friends or parents of people who live with sickle cell. And they were my models, and I worked in collaboration with my sister and a UK-based photographer, and really, created a beautiful story of people's lives and how they wanted to be portrayed, whether it was showing strength of a mother who had sickle cell with her child, or whether it was showing another mother who was trying to give hope to her teenage girl, or whether it was two siblings who, you know, lived with sickle cell and have supported themselves since they were young, telling the story of the invisible complications that come from sickle cell using objects, for example. So there might be a concept of, this pain feels like a barbed wire wrapped around my legs and my hips, and that's the way the pain felt. So we used color, we used words, we used stories, expressions, and